so I was going through some of my files and messages with people while getting stories approved, and I ran across some encounters that I got approval for but never saved in my approved collection. But thankfully I have them now. Narrating I'm okay at. Administrative tasks, not so much. I'm sorry guys that you've been waiting so long for your story to be told. So I put your stories at the top of the list for the next couple of episodes. A big thanks to user The Deepiphany, user CrazyCarts101, user Dust Siren, and user Shrimp the Pimp for allowing me to share your stories and for being so patient. Now, get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
This happened about 6 years ago when I was 15, and I still don't know exactly what happened. Even now in my senior year of college, about to move on to graduate school, I'm still not sure how scared I should be. I'm an only child and female, which is important. I live in a fairly rural area in the northeastern US with woods and a factory to the rear and side of my house. We live in a double with my grandmother on the other side of us. We have a side deck built around a pool as well as a front porch and a back deck. My side yard is entirely fenced in and butts right up against the wide open field owned by the factory to the rear. It's a normal old home for the region. Basement, attic, first and second floor. It was June and I had just started summer vacation from school. I was up late sitting on the couch watching TV, totally absorbed in whatever, when my mom comes running down the stairs shouting my name. She turns into the living room where I am and runs to the window directly to the right of where I'm sat on the couch. Here's where the creepy starts. She tells me from her bedroom window upstairs she had just chanced to see a man standing in the street staring in the window at me. If I had turned my head the slightest bit to the right, I would have locked eyes with him. To make it worse, he saw her catch him and just moved closer to the house so that he was hidden by the lower roofing over the porch. She then naturally went into beast mom mode and ran down to me. Because it was fairly dark outside, there are two old street lights on my entire road. My mom couldn't really describe him well. She said she thought he was white or at least light skinned with really short or buzzed hair and under 6 feet tall. She had no idea his age except that he was youngish. We walked upstairs to where she'd been in my parents' room and she then reenacted the whole thing. We were suitably freaked out as my dad was working late and it was just us plus my grandmother on the other side. After about 15 minutes of just talking about what had happened and what to do, I walked across the tiny hallway to my bedroom. I grab a PJ shirt out of my drawer and almost start to undress right there. I was still talking to my mom, who was on the phone to my dad at this point. Luckily, I moved into the tiny hallway before I actually took my top off in order to better hear the conversation. It was then that I heard a rustling in or under the tree directly across from my window and just outside our fence line. I shouted to my mom and she ran into the room with me. My mom switched off the lights so we could better see outside in the dark. Sure enough, the lowest branches of that tree were swaying. He unfortunately was nowhere in sight by the time the cops and my dad pulled in the front drive. This story happened just a few days ago while I was walking home from work. I should explain. I live in a small rural community. It's very safe, a rather quiet town. I walk to and from work every day. I carry both a box cutter and pepper spray at all times. I feel rather comfortable walking at night and actually find it pretty calming. It was about 10:15 on this particular night when I began my journey home. I had a very uneasy feeling that I couldn't place, and I decided to call my boyfriend. I knew he couldn't do much since he was at least 3 hours away, but at least he could call the cops if something happened. We talked and laughed as I walked along. Everything felt fine. That was until I passed the Goodwill parking lot, which is the halfway point. I looked over and saw a man sitting in his truck staring at me. I didn't think much of it. People can be odd. And perhaps he was just simply dozing. As I passed the parking lot, I heard the truck start up behind me. I felt a little uneasy, but just kept walking, thinking I was being paranoid. I should also note that there was a young man walking about 300 feet in front of me. He kept stopping in the middle of the sidewalk. Because of this, I walked slower than I normally would. I didn't want to catch up with him. Eventually, he crossed the street and I began to pick up the pace. As I was about to reach the entrance to my neighborhood, the truck from before flew around the corner and stopped about 1,000 feet in front of me. He turned his truck so it was blocking the road. Now, I was starting to freak out. I told my boyfriend what was happening and he told me not to worry. Everything would be okay. I continued to walk and watch as this man got out of his truck, standing in front of it and staring directly at me. I put my head down and tightly grasped my box cutter. I got closer and closer to the man, my breathing getting heavier and heavier. I could tell he was at least 6 feet tall and the street light shone down on him. I saw his arms bulge. I'm a 5 foot, 18-year-old female. Though I am not stick skinny, this man could have snapped me in two. Suddenly, a car came from down the street and maneuvered around the truck. About 30 seconds later, a second car followed suit, followed by a third. When the fourth car passed, I saw the man smack his fist on the car in frustration. He clumsily climbed back inside and took a sharp U-turn, tearing out of the neighborhood, tires squealing. If those cars had not have come by when they did, I honestly don't know what would have happened to me. So, creepy man in the truck, let's not meet. This was in 1998. I was 5 and my brother was 2. We had just moved to a house in a village with our parents. Mom was pregnant with our little sister at the time, so she was just sitting and resting her legs in a chair, sunbathing while me and my brother played around in the yard. It was late summer and there were loads of flowers near the road. So I convinced my brother to come with me so we could pick a bouquet and give it to Mom. He thought it was a great idea and happily ran out to the flowers and started picking the ones he liked the best. I walked a few steps behind him and also picked out the flowers that I liked and started to assemble a bouquet when I heard a voice behind me. When I turned around, I look up and see that it's a man with a big white beard. And he was smiling widely towards me and my brother. I was raised to be polite towards people, so when he said hello, I answered with a hello back. Then I continued to assemble the flowers. The man then told me that he'd been looking for me and my brother, because his wife had told him to bring home 2 children just like us. She had bought too much ice cream and didn't know what to do with it. I might have been raised to be polite, but I wasn't a naive child, and I was pretty cocky as well. So I just told him that he was lying and that he needed to get away from us, because I knew that there was something fishy about him. He then started to get more physical and was trying to usher me and my brother towards his bike. When he tried to lift up my brother, I stepped between them and strictly told him no. This is when my mom heard the commotion and stood up from her chair and yelled towards the man and asked him what the heck he thought he was doing. He quickly turned his bike and sped away from there as quickly as he could. Mom then came down to us. My brother was crying, so she comforted him. Me, I was just mad. Sure, I didn't trust him, but I didn't fully grasp what he was trying to do until a few years later. When I was around 10 or 11 years old, a man was trying to take my ice cream at a gas station, in a joking way. But I thought that something was off about him. My mother then came and pulled me away from him. When we were in the car, she asked me if I remembered the time that a man was trying to kidnap me and my brother. I told her that I did remember it. This is when she told me that he was the one that tried to do it. This man was known throughout the village as the harmless Summer Santa because of the beard, and he liked to hang around the school and around children in general. So after that, I always told my friends to stay away from him. So yeah, Summer Santa, let's not meet again, and I really don't want your ice cream. I'm a Canadian male, and I was 13 at the time that this happened. Me and my grandparents are extremely close, and have been all my life. So my grandfather is an outdoorsy, get-off-your-phone kind of guy, and he pitched the idea to go camping in early August. I was kind of excited because I don't get outside as often as I should, and I figured it would be some quality time with him. That being said, we weren't going true camping. He wanted to go into the woods, and I told him about a nearby campground we could go to. He was still thrilled, so we embarked on our weekend journey. Our campsite was a dead end aside from the one next to ours. It was right near the lake. It was beautiful, but to our dismay, we had people right beside us. We did all the camping things, made a fire, swimming, and even the infamous spooky stories around the campfire. We hit the sack around 10 p.m. because there was not much else to do. As soon as my head hit the pillow, it started. The crunching of leaves around our campsite. We thought nothing of it at the time because the night was still young. Some jerks were setting off fireworks and others were having a raging party. Heck, even our neighbors were still laughing. I fell asleep for a while. 11 p.m. is when it started to get weird. The party was still on, but our neighbors shut up, so the crunching leaves didn't make sense. It was consistent, so my guess is the noise of footsteps. No one needed to be on our campsite, so falling asleep was a slightly bigger challenge. My grandpa seemed to be having an even harder time as he seemed to be on alert mode. Yes, I know we're both paranoid, but I feel like that paranoia keeps us safe. I wake up and check my watch. 12 a.m. It's starting to rain. The water is splashing against the rocks, and the thunder in the distance is quiet enough to sleep with. Even over the sound of rain pattering against our tarp, I still hear the freaking footsteps. The unsettling nature of the situation starts to eat away at me. I wasn't scared, just creeped out. Sleep overcame me, but it didn't come easy. My grandpa finally slept too. A crack of thunder awoke me up again. Full-blown thunderstorm now. I felt relieved as I thought the footsteps stopped, until I heard the thump of wood. I don't know what the person did, but I heard two very loud knocks, followed by two large splashes. Screw this, was my only thought as the footsteps continued around our campsite. I stayed still for 2 hours. 5 a.m. daybreak was near, but my heart nearly exploded when I heard someone fumbling with the tent zipper and the fabric. I see the outline of three fingers being dragged across the tent. My body shut down as they came closer and stopped when the fabric brushed against my head. Every nerve in my body told me to scream, but I didn't. The hand trailed away and it became quieter as they left our campsite. I woke my grandfather as soon as the sun came up. Before we left, I went to investigate our site. Lots of the ground was turned up into mud in the storm, so the mass of boot prints was easily noticeable. Easy to say we dipped the heck out after that. And that was it. Nothing ever became of it aside from the story I can share. My grandpa and I don't talk about it, and if anything, it brought us closer together. Anyway, if the creepy camping site stalker who walked in circles around our campsite for 8 hours ever reads this, how about we never meet again? Once again, thank you to user the Defiffany, user CrazyCarts101, user Dust Siren, and user Shrimp the Pimp for sharing their stories with us. Please don't forget to share the podcast with like-minded people, and remember to follow me on Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio and Twitter at Society_Radio. And you can send your true horror stories to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.
Sweet dreams.